email lags behind text messaging, number one, for how people like to communicate, phone calls, number two, and email after that, right? We tongue in cheek have kind of said, like, is email dead, right? Like, it's served its purpose for 25 years now. Our email inboxes are bloated and spammed.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Leads to Growth. I'm your host, Chris McCoy, with the National Association of Sales Professionals. And we've got some more amazing content and another amazing guest with us. Surprise, surprise, we added again, y'all. Aaron Wyke, thank you for joining us, sir.
Chris, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. For y'all who don't know, Aaron is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Leadferno, a new technology that caught my eye very quickly. And as I set up a demo, I was like, you know, I need to talk to this guy. So Aaron Wyke, he's the founder and CEO of Leadferno, a text message-based lead generation platform for small, medium-sized businesses. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about it, but this guy's been doing leading companies and agencies around for over 20 years now. He was the CEO of a company called GatherUp, who was on the Inc. 5000 list with over 25,000 business and systems serving, you know, a lot of people. So dude's been around, he's been doing it, and this new technology is very cool. And he's here to talk about text message marketing and prospecting. Aaron, I know I have a mouthful here, but how did you get into this new platform of text message marketing, my friend?
Yeah, really kind of a intersection of a number of things based on my past and always trying that thing we're trying to do where we're trying to have our eye on what's coming next, right? So
absolutely.
Part of it was my agency life and building hundreds of websites. I don't know, I might have even topped 1,000 after 15 plus years. Just wanting to seeing how bad most businesses failed at call to actions and making their business easy to work with. So that was one part of it, wanting this like contact solution out of a box. The second part, GatherUp was a software product as well, but focused on customer feedback and online reviews.
Yes.
So in getting access to seeing millions of reviews coming in every year across all these businesses across the globe, one, I saw how much communication mattered in one-star and five-star experiences. Like it makes or breaks how well you communicate and follow up and set expectations. And then in that tool, we had a feature that allowed you to request feedback or reviews by text message. And the amount of times a business would be like, that's super cool, but we don't have anyone's mobile number. And so that to me kind of sparked like, well, what if the relationship started on mobile? So you had the mobile number right from day one, then there's so many other things you can do like request reviews. And then lastly, that, you know, eye to the future, I just, you know, that this idea came about 4 or 5 years ago. It took me a little bit to act on it, but I just could easily see like the line between personal and business communication for text messaging was eroding, and the pandemic just accelerated all the much faster because businesses and consumers as well needed more ways to connect and communicate because just easily walking in the door wasn't happening anymore. So yeah, it was the summary of all those things kind of added together. I don't know what you'd call it, where it's like, all right, let's take all this useless knowledge and a hunch on the future and button it up into one thing.
Well, you know, it's a use case, right? You know, especially as an agency, I think a lot of agencies and consultants out there find, you know, they create a job out of doing something over and over again. And technology's become a way now that job that you used to do things over and over again can now become a system or a software or a technology that can do that thing over and over again. And you know, having the foresight to see it's one thing, but then to be able to execute it manually, to get it to work, to know the proof, to then invest the money into building out the software and the platform. You know, it sounds like you went through the proper process. Why is text messaging so on fire right now? I mean, what I read somewhere that text messages are 95% open rate.
Yeah, like 95% in like the first 3 minutes they're received, right?
In the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I think number one is like, it has just overtaken how we communicate in our personal lives with friends, family, our interests, our hobbies, whatever, like, right. I get text updates on my kids' practices and games from their coaches. So it's like the fact that text messaging is asynchronous, we can handle it whenever we want. Like it or not, right, our society is adopted for our nose to be in our phones isn't a problem. So we can communicate and handle things while we're in line, checking out at the grocery store, riding in the car, like so many places, just so easy.
Aaron, I want to say something too, because it's interesting you said that we get text notifications or these different things, right? Like we get little subscriptions from different shops or stores, they'll send us these little pieces, right? It almost has become the new inbox, you know, from email inbox to text message. And it has crossed those lines of not, it used to be, you know, no, text is, that's my personal life. That's, yep. that's my family. That's my home. But now we've kind of crossed that. Oh, I'm a consumer on this now. And also now I'll do some business things on this as well.
Yeah. Anytime we find something that makes our life easier and better, more efficient, like we're going to find other ways to use it. We're not just going to like compartmentalize and be like, no, I just like communicating with my friends to be easy. You might create a group chat just for your friends, or, you know, group texting just for your friends, or maybe another specific app just for your friends. But eventually all those things erode. And yeah, you know, your comment with email, when we do a lot of surveys and research so that we have, you know, numbers to help businesses understand how consumers feel about this. And like we found across the board, like email lags behind text messaging, number one, for how people like to communicate, phone calls, number two, and email after that, right? We tongue in cheek have kind of said, like, is email dead, right? Like it's served its purpose for 25 years now. Our email inboxes are bloated and spammed and so many other things. And it's like, you know, we'll see what marketers do to text messaging. Hopefully it won't take place as much, but it's just such a different beast and much easier to manage.
Well, and to your point, you know, they've done a good, the regulators have done a good job of putting a lot of regulations on the SMS marketing tools. So, you know, whereas, man, sometimes I get so many random emails and things dropping, like newsletters popping all the time. But man, you get one in your text message and you had to stop. That's done. You'll never hear from that person ever again, right? Like it's a very clean, hard stop. So you got to think that the more regulations, what we learned from inboxes, emails, and set up a proper place for this to take place now, Aaron.
Yep, absolutely. We've learned some of our lessons from what we've seen go on with that. The carriers in the mobile world are much more, you know, aligned and have built in, you know, more tools to take a look at those things. And then, you know, we can get into this too, but there's definitely a big separation between text blasts and using text as a channel to communicate with your customers. And I think for small businesses, especially, there's some really key things they need to think about on which one of those or both of those that they're going to employ in their business.
I love that. So let's talk about, because the first thing people hear about is, you know, comparing this conversation, they're like, oh man, they're going to blow up my text. You know, they're going to blow up all my text. My SMS is going to become a marketing platform again. Because if y'all are like me, I'm still getting some of these phishing text messages trying to get me to open a bank account or something like that. No. And then every now and again, I'll get a marketing one, but it's very, very few and far between. What other kind of use cases are there for these SMS communications? I mean, that's not just prospecting and selling somebody, right?
Absolutely. So that's, you know, SMS marketing or email or a text blast. This is what we've known, because this is one of the main features where it came about earlier, was this one-way channel. How do I push out info to multiple users on a sale, a daily special, you know, using it just like we would an email newsletter, but using text for it. We see this a lot in like the political space. Once we get into election time, you get your bot off on a list and all of a sudden you're getting for this party or that party or this candidate or trying to raise money, whatever else. And you're like, I didn't sign up for any of this. How is this showing up? Right. So that's where a lot of people have, you know, seen and understood text marketing. For like us, for Leadferno, what we're focused on is unlocking text as a two-way channel, because overwhelmingly we've seen customers want to communicate back and forth with the business. And even more so, I think customers want to use it as a channel they can initiate. I want to reach out to you as a prospect with a few initial questions before I decide to work with you. And I want to do it over text because I can completely control the conversation, the time management. I don't have to be in the right place for a call. Last thing I want to do is return voicemails back and forth, getting answers and asking questions and everything else. So I think for most businesses, what they really need to think about is, if you're going to do text marketing and do a blast weekly, monthly, quarterly, are you delivering something of significant value? Mm. And for most small businesses, that's going to be super difficult. So all you're really going to do is turn and burn that relationship. You're excited to send them out, and then you're going to get a lot of people unsubscribing because you're trying to send them tips about their furnace or wiring in their house or plumbing or whatever else to stay top of mind. But there's nowhere near enough value for them to say, yes, keep coming into my text messaging app that is where I house all my communication and everything else. So text messaging in the marketing sense and doing outbound, you have to really be smart and deliver a lot of value. I've signed up for a ton of these, especially in e-commerce. They're very popular. And that's probably the one area where I do see a lot of value. If you have good brand affinity or you like a product line, finding out about, you know, monthly or quarterly specials, that can definitely get you somewhere. But when I look at right now, there's only a couple I allow to keep coming in on my phone. One is like a daily wine deal where it's like 50% off of good wine. Every day they pick a different wine, and all I have to do is reply with the number of bottles I want and they ship them. So it's like there aren't many. All the others, right? I got the discount, started using it, and then I quickly delete and remove them because there's not enough value.
Yes, yes, yes. Got the discount, then completely after your third text message in a 2-day span, usually something ridiculous. Like, all right, just stop. Right. But I love what you said. The one that worked was a value every day, right? Because why? What do they provide you? They provide you a ton of research that they went out and found, and they found this bottle, and now you know it's a quality bottle because they continue to deliver you quality bottles. You know it's a great rate because they deliver you these great rates, and you know that it would take you forever to go find a bottle at this price or a bottle at this quality at this price. And then they also made the user experience. How do you engage with it? Very easily. I reply with a number. Yep. Everything else is on file. So I think the great thing about text is when they are an extension of another platform, or when they are, an extension of a main work of body or a main level of communication that you have somebody, but it's that instant short two-way back and forth that you want to maintain. So I don't have to go find this app and look at the notifications and go in all the thing. I can just get that quick question right here on my text message.
Yep, absolutely. And that's where we see businesses really benefiting, especially when you get into service businesses, professional businesses. They can use texting to set appointments, send appointment reminders, follow up, make sure everything's okay, ask for a review, right? There's all these great little use cases in the relationship where sometimes in some of the things in a process, if you made phone calls for all these things, it would kind of wear you out, right? Like, why is this service company calling me again on this? Why are they, that's great. Yeah, I got the reminder. I didn't need two phone calls about it, because then I had to check my voicemail because I didn't take their call because I didn't have their number in my phone. Where with text messaging, you can establish that channel a little bit better, and you can send these quick little bursts of just, hey, here's an update on this. Here's what's going on. Here's how we're being beneficial to you and keeping you informed of what's going on. Think of like bringing your car in for a car repair. If they called you and said, hey, we're taking it apart right now, and we found this one thing. Do you want us to fix that? Yeah, okay. Okay, now we added that in and it looks good and everything else. Now we found this. Oh, okay. Like, you might get 5 or 6 phone calls during that repair if you just dropped it off. Now, if they're sending you these as text messages, super easy. I can just, okay. They send you a photo so you can see it. Maybe they send you a video clip. Like, it just makes it so much easier to interact in these bite-sized, super valuable chunks that you don't feel like, oh, this is too much. You feel like, wow, this is super informative, and it didn't invade on my life or what I'm doing in my day or the things I need to accomplish.
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? Like, you really have to properly choose your channel carefully, right? Because it's, and it's not choosing the channel that you want the most. It's choosing the channel that best fits the need and the communication type. I get email notifications all the time for meetings. They all go to email and I'm not where I'm looking at the moment, right? It doesn't do me any good. But if I get a text notification, I'm looking real quick to check it out and say, that's exactly what I need to know. And you mentioned service industries, right? Like, I can only imagine like dropping my dog off to get groomed, and getting those little text message updates. I know my delivery orders or my grocery shopping, if I do it online or through an app, through Instacart, getting those little notifications. Oh, hey, all your stuff's picked up and it's ready. It should be here with you in 15 minutes. I love that. That's a great little reminder. So I like that you also you bring up opening up communication on the front end like this, because I think that's also very important, giving people the opportunity to choose how they communicate with you. Me subscribing to a newsletter with you, Aaron, and then all of a sudden I get a text message from you. I'm like, yo, I didn't ask you to hit me up here. Like, this isn't what I wanted. I like how you open it up at the very beginning to allow them to choose. Is that a big thing now for really identifying? It used to be the, multi-channel. You got to reach out to everybody through, you know, all the channels. Now it's kind of just feeling out and seeing which one they're comfortable with, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the power of choice is a totally undervalued conversion lever. So when we talk about, right, you mentioned agencies earlier. And another thing I looked at within this landscape is like, agencies and people, companies focused on their digital marketing have been so focused on what can we do, you know, SEO and paid search and social media. It's all about generating that visibility, rankings, appearing in people's feeds, everything else. And very little attention is paid to what happens when we get them to the destination where we want them to go, right? And so conversion for the last 20 years for most small businesses is their contact page, right? Yeah. Email us or fill out this form that might have 3 questions, it might have 8, it might have 15 questions, because we really want this to be a solid lead. And you're really forcing that customer to like, here's just a couple of choices. And it hasn't evolved with, here's how we all like to communicate these days. So we look at it, we place these 2 floating buttons on your site that are always visible, and you can kind of configure how they read to say, hey, you know, text us with your questions, text, email, or call us, get a free estimate, text us. So you're marketing that you're offering texting, which already is going to let them know, oh, I have some good options in here, how to communicate with them, because it's already expected that I can email or fill out a form or call you. Those have been staples for decades on a website. So you're marketing that there's options, you're marketing that they're in control, and you're marketing convenience on what it's like to interact with them. And then when they go in to make those choices, it's theirs to make. They can choose the channel that they want to. And I tell people that there's no difference than your local small business, that when you walk up to the door, you see all the payment options, what cards, which Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever else. And you know, I can pay for this stuff however I want. If I forgot my wallet at home, I know I can pay with Apple Pay. So I don't have to turn around and leave right now because I can see how I can pay. So the power of choice totally is something that can help people with conversions. And again, it's an area, 98% of the focus is all on driving the top of funnel. But when you start cranking out 5 more percent, 10 more percent at the bottom of your funnel, like that's some pretty key and crucial increase in your leads.
Absolutely. I love that point, because it's almost like I could tell you, we prefer to communicate via text. You're like, well, they want my cell phone number. But if I say, how would you like to communicate, text, email, or whatever, and you go, oh, text, right? You may choose the same one that I was asking for, but because, like you said, I have the power to choose, it comes from a different perspective. It comes from a different place. And now that person, it feels empowered in this relationship, as opposed to being the one who's being told what to do. And I think it's a super strong place to start a relationship of trust and rapport with somebody.
Absolutely.
Very, very cool. All right. So what do we see in the text world? So here's the one great thing I love about the platform that you have, is that you open up the relationship on text, right? And then you can actually leverage this tool through, because obviously we've got bots now in our Facebook Messenger and our, you know, LinkedIn box, our there's all these different places to communicate. Is there a way to bring all that communication into one place?
Yeah. So we already integrate with a number of popular messaging tools, one being Facebook Messenger. So the beauty of this is you as the business can read and reply and then use our standard app features like saved messages. So you can create all kinds of replies, questions, links that you commonly use, and you can access those in just a couple of quick taps instead of having to type out hundreds of characters to send that message. Auto replies, reminders, scheduled messages, all those kind of things. So the consumer is going through their Facebook message app, the channel they've chosen on how they reach out to you, but you're responding out of the same app that you're texting out of. We also integrate with Google's business messages. So this is new within the last year and a half, 2 years. It basically surfaces a chat button in your Google business profile listing, so they can start a conversation from there. And we'll be looking to add more in the future. because we just look at it like, all right, we want to be your business messaging app so we can connect all these other pieces. So if they come in through search, they come in through social like Facebook, they come in through texting, either directly or on your website, your team only knows how to interact and utilize one app to do so instead of checking multiples. And we see that really open up the business then for more communication, because they're not like, oh, well, who has access to the Google Business profile and has that connected so they can respond? And another, we only have two people that have access to the Facebook page. So we help give them a communication tool that they can spread as wide on their staff. And that uptick for the staff is like, they all text. So using our app is a piece of cake. It's just texting, but then you have this layer of super productive business features layered over the top that it's like, oh, sweet. I have all kinds of saved messages I can use. The app automatically responds with an auto reply to new leads. I can schedule a message for the future. Like these are all awesome things that I can't do in my regular everyday app.
I love it. It's great. I mean, I if I'm like anybody else out there, anybody got a text out there that you opened and you weren't ready to respond at the moment? You can't mark that thing as unread anymore. You know, you just got to hope and pray, right? You forward it to yourself. And I got 100 messages to myself that I've never read again because I just keep going on, going and going. But I love this idea. And so for a smaller business, something that's growing, one, ideally, we want someone to text, right? This is way easier communication. But the challenge in the past was I didn't want to put it out there and ask for text only or add another box to the thing. Now I'm asking for more information, right? Now it was always a layer of, right? But the idea of, oh, how would you like to choose so that you can kind of pluck those who choose to choose in the easiest way? It's increasing instead of funneling down, like you said, it's actually stacking up that higher end communication funnel, which you know are going to open a 95% or higher rate. You know, yep, they're going to do it within 3 minutes. And you know, if they continue to stay on that platform, that they prefer that communication channel, which is really a big advantage for you. So I love all this together, Aaron, and also giving it all one place, supercharging your SMS with business style functions, and keeping a single channel of communication. The messages that come out for your Facebook and your Google and your SMS are all congruent. This is also very important for a business growing. Aaron, this is really great stuff. So what does pricing look like on this platform?
Yeah, our plans start at $150 a month, and that includes up to 10 users. And from there, there's a couple higher plans, depending upon if you need more volume, more users. We do allow you on some of our upper plans to be able to port your existing phone number. So if you have a landline you've had for 5, 10, 15 years, most carriers nowadays will allow us to do what's called hosted messaging. So you can text from that same business number. Again, this is great for service businesses or anyone doing other types of advertising on vehicles, billboards, where you can say, call or text us at this number. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm kind of bullish on is, you know, in some time period, 3-5 years, if we see a phone number, we'll just assume I can call or text that phone number because that's become the expectation, right? So within that, when you do that, that number that you already have out there, and then just getting that number into people's contacts, now you can call or text them and have a connection to them again through how they choose, or an easy way for you to choose to nudge them for a follow-up, a reminder of something, a new service, whatever that might be.
I agree. That's great, man. So what percentage of business is done in this style with SMS right now? Where are we at in as far as market share of communication? And where do you think it's going over the next 5-10 years?
Yeah. So one of the last, and this is a survey I would like to run as well soon to understand like business adoption with two-way text messaging. So the last time I saw something that was actually a credible type survey within the last 18 months to 2 years, I think it was somewhere around only 13% of businesses at that time were using two-way text messaging. So still a very massive field. Now that number jumped for number of business who have done something with text messaging was closer to like 35%. So again, that big gap is people doing text blasts or using just like one feature, like an appointment reminder, things like that. So still a lot of room. I would say I wouldn't be surprised if that number in the last couple of years has maybe doubled, just because we are starting to see this take off and more people looking into it. We also are seeing a lot of conversion of people moving from live chat to text messaging, just because the easiest way I put it is text messaging is a connection where live chat is just a session. So live chat's great to jump on, get an answer real quick, do something. But the user experience isn't great because I'm stuck in that chat window. I can't send a question and then go do something else, run and get my kids, head into a meeting, anything else, because I have to be there for the chat agent to interact with me. Or, you know, but most of us, right, we've started a chat, then it lets us know you're in queue for an agent. You go into another tab and start doing something. Then you remember and you go back to it and the agent's like, oh, I was here and you weren't. So I left and closed it. And then you have to enter the queue all over again. And then you can't restart a chat. So you can't use chat to send appointment reminders and review requests and all these things. So we see a lot of businesses that have used chat because it emerged, you know, 5 years ago as a way to have more real-time communication. People are frustrated with it. It's not the greatest. They don't love it. And again, here's another piece of software where most businesses, they train one or two people on their live chat software because there's this pressure to respond right away. They don't want everybody's not suited for it because of that pressure and the instant communication. So, you know, you have one or two people to man it. And when they're not on, then that chat's not live. And then you have to fill out a form and it's not real time anyway. And so all of those things are the opposite with text, where it's portable, it's familiar, it's, you know, the user is responding to you in the app they use more than any other app on their phone, their SMS app. And then you have a lifeline to that customer forever to ask more questions, be of help, be in their contacts, all of these other elements. So we're seeing a lot of exodus from live chat and moving into SMS and web to text widgets to create those conversations from the web.
Yeah, that's just a great use case. And that was one of the things that I was very impressed with as well. I remember the first days of thinking about text blasts, because that's how you thought about anything text marketing or prospecting was text blasts, right? Yep. And it was always, how much did you pay per text message sent out, right? And yep. It was never like, oh, if they reply, oh my God, like, oh, the cost of this, we're crazy, you know, like, oh, what are we going to communicate with? I don't even, you know. But and that was one of the great things about your pricing as well. It's a flat rate based on a pretty high amount of SMS credits. So I really like that model. Like, the pricing's changed a lot in that over the years. But I also like how you specify two-way texting as the idea in the conversation, just as the way we think about it. And that converts to that chat window. It's familiar. It's comfortable. You can bring it with you. And I've had a million chats restart. Like, are you kidding me? I have to do this all over again. Yep. There's nothing worse than that. And then not carrying over to have to starting your old conversation over from scratch. There's nothing more annoying than that.
Yep.
So I think there's so many valuable pieces to moving into this for both. And this is the way that you really know you've got something special, because there's so much value for the customer and so much value for the business owner and the salesperson as well. Like, this is a truly, if done right, if not bastardized like my LinkedIn inbox, you know, like, if done right, if used properly. And that's the thing, is you'll know quickly. You will get shut down quickly in text if you abuse it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a win-win. That's, you know, another thing that attracted me to it. I love, you know, it's the same thing I loved about customer feedback and reviews. Like, the customer wins when they're able to share their feedback and let a business know how they can best serve them. The business wins by getting all of this data and information from their customer. And this is that same thing, right? When I talk about business features that are great for the business, the icing on the cake is the customer loves that too, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, business, it's awesome that you can send appointment reminders and you can follow up and ask how things went and you can make suggestions on other things they should consider or send photos of what's done. And then the bonus is the customer appreciates all those things. Like, oh, sweet, I was going to forget about that appointment. Thanks for making me aware of that. So when you look at those things, then on the consumer side, all the things that are easy for them make it great for the business too. So those two-sided wins definitely are a great thing to market and a great thing to hear about from our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also said too, you say two-way chat. And I think it's also important to know, I think a lot of the one example that you gave of something that worked well was the wine, right? Because your reply, your two-way, your what was desired or needed from you to engage or participate in said value was very simple.
Yep.
It was very easy. You know, when you get those reply two, reply one, yes or no, you know, when you get these very easy responses so that I can participate and appreciate the value in a very easy way. Don't ask me for a long form reply or a bunch of instructions to do that interaction. I think keeping that communication in the same way you would text somebody. How do I want to reply this to one of my friends? You know, OMY, you know, on my way, you know, like yep. These little pieces to make it easy for them. And I think that's a very important aspect of it.
Chris, right back to where we started. How easy do you make it to work with you, right? When you nail that, that's the kind of business that people are excited to work with. They become repeat and loyal customers, and they refer you to other people. Like, that's the holy grail you're after.
Absolutely. And you're setting yourself apart too, y'all. I mean, you really are. You're the cool exchange with LeadFerno's software is when you look at it, on one of the looks of it is a actual phone. You know, one of the looks is a pop-up phone that actually looks and says, hey, would you like to SMS here? You know, it's very familiar on the eyes as well. And like I said, I like what Aaron said, is it gives them the choice, allowing them to choose how they want to. And if somebody wants to choose via text message, man, what an advantage it is for you as a seller. And as a salesperson, imagine getting, you know, all your salespeople getting leads with phone numbers. Like, what a beautiful step that is. Yep. You know, oh, we don't have to scrub this data and like run it through a bunch of, no, it's phone numbers ready to go. Someone you can call and reach out to right away.
Yep.
Good stuff, Aaron. All right, Aaron, what else do we need to know about text messages before we, well, listen, first off, where can everybody follow you, and where's LeadFerno at?
Yeah, leadferno.com. And if you go to our blog, you'll see we put out weekly posts on things related to the industry, communication, our feature sets. We run a lot of our own surveys, so you can get data if that helps you make the case for your business, or your agency helps you make the case for your clients. So a lot of information. I tend to think we're putting out more than just about anybody else on SMS and messaging and text messaging that's out there. So check that out. And then I'm on Twitter, just at Aaron Wyke. And I tweet quite often. I definitely share our latest blog post there. So easy to stay up with me and some of the other randomness I'm into, like Air Jordans and vintage Nike sneakers and things like that on Twitter.
It's funny you threw up the Air Jordans and Nikes. That's one of the few phone number or text message subscriptions that I have, or
there you go.
Newsletters that I have, is when Nike's releasing new shoes. I love those text messages. There's a couple of very few that, and it's in that release aspect, right? And it's very interesting that listen to the data on this stuff, y'all. Like, maybe, you know, if your SMS opportunity right now, there's no value, maybe you change your business model a little bit to find a little bit way to keep people interested in your model a little bit. Follow some of the big boys, the new releases of whatever you can do of offers of value, like, man, wine, consumables in retail. This is, you know, for all these direct to consumer goods out there, for all these monthly subscription boxes. There's a lot of these new companies out there, people starting their own gigs. I think this is a really heavy way to differentiate yourself and really identify with your customer base in a unique way and keep them in the loop with your unique offerings. People are identifying with people for being people and being unique. This is a great way to keep people in the loop of that.
Yep. There's a lot of personalization and just connectivity in SMS and text messaging.
And that's the other thing I wanted to say, look, we, Aaron has an amazing tool and software for a reason, and a business for a reason. Why? Because SMS is somewhere you want to be. Yet to be able to manage all this stuff, to be able to personalize it, to be able to not automate it, but to somewhat automate it, to be able to do those automated responses and reply back when you're not there, you know, to keep that relationship strong, you need a heavy amount of attention, time, and energy and resources to put all these templates and things together. That's why the tool that Aaron offers at LeadFerno takes all that extra work and manpower and hours out of it and allows you to do it all in one place with all the resources. And look, do it yourself. For sure, do it yourself and execute with SMS. And then when you realize how you could take it to the next level with a tool like LeadFerno, definitely check them out.
Appreciate that.
My man, absolutely. I'm already sold, y'all. We're already looking into it. So, well, listen, Aaron, it's really been a pleasure with you, man. I would love to see if we could get some more content from y'all about text messaging. I think our blog audience would love to know more about this. And we definitely want to talk some more about you, about what you're doing over there. And we're going to talk about some potential partnerships, some offerings that we can offer our members to be able to try Lead Furno in the future sometime. But we'll work on some stuff, man. I love what you're doing, and we want to follow you and support you. So thank you.
Sounds like a great mix to be in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Take advantage of SMS. You know what the story is. And go check out Lead Furno and Aaron Wyke on Twitter. I know I'm going to get that follow going right away. Y'all, this is Leads to Growth. Make sure you like, comment, and share. Check out NASP.com. Make sure you are a member. And we will see you on the next podcast, y'all. Thanks for joining us. And everything leads to growth.